good Erev Shabbos Kodesh to everybody. A good Erev Rosh Chodesh El to everybody. I'd like to speak out a few thoughts about Chodesh El. The first mashal that I'd like to say over is something I've said over in the past, but Chazar is always good. There was once a ship, that very important ship, a large ship, which had a lot of crewmen, a very smart captain. They were docking their ship at a port, and the meteorologists, the experts, told them that there's a huge storm coming, tremendous storm coming that evening, and they should be prepared. So the captain anchored the boat, and one of the crewmen asked the captain, "I don't understand. You just heard the report that there's going to be tremendous storms. The anchor is not going to hold. There's no way the anchor is going to hold such a storm. We're for sure going to drift out to sea. Why are you anchoring the boat? It seems to be a waste of time." To which the captain responded that, as they say in Yiddish, Herzu, listen here. If I don't anchor the boat at all, so then we're going to drift very, 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 very far. Very far. And it's going to be hard for us to find our way back to shore. However, if I anchor the boat, so even if we drift, even if the anchor doesn't hold us, at least we'll be in striking distance when the storm passes. That's the mashal. Now, the nimshal is, a person could say to himself, you know, Chodesh El, of course, I'm supposed to act differently. I'm supposed to try to grab mitzvahs as much as possible. I'm supposed to be in my better behavior, speak less lashon hara, have more kavanot brachos, have more kavanot tefillah, ben el chaver, everything. I'm supposed to be better. But l'maisa, I know I won't be able to hold up. The next 40 days, I'm going to try to be intense about it, but what's the point? When it comes Motzi Yom Kippur, Sukkis, okay, I'll be a little bit better at Sukkis, but comes Cheshvan Kislev, I won't be able to hold it. But the answer is that we have to be smart about things. If we anchor ourselves in Elul, if we try our best, so no matter how far we drift throughout the year, we'll always be in striking distance. Rabosai, I've said it before, I've heard it based on the Zohar, Toshin Ayin Beis is Mesugal to be the year of the Geula. We still have another 30 days of that. And we know, of course, I've said it a million times, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that some of you learned, that the way to be Nitzel and Chel Mashiach is to learn Torah and to do Chesed. This is it. Elul Toshin Ayin Beis should be the best Elul we've ever had. And we maybe take on a small Kabbalah, maybe learn an extra Mishnah day, maybe say Asher Yotzer in the morning with more Kavanah, something. Do something. Show Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're trying to make strides. Each one, everybody in his own matzav, should find something small to start with for Elul. Say, I take my Elul seriously. I said it last week when they mentioned Chodesh Elul, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to faint, Pasha used to faint, by hearing the words Chodesh Elul. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, es l'vavchem, es l'vav zarechem. The idea that this is time of kira to Kodesh Baruch Hu, time for chizik. I was just meeting with my father a few minutes ago, and he told me another mashal, which is very, very important, which is very drives home another idea about El. There was once a boy who was playing with his friends by the ocean. But this boy drifted to the side. He drifted to the side. All the other boys were playing, and he was on the side just staring at the ocean. So somebody came by and said, "Excuse me, Yeled, boy, what are you doing? Why aren't you playing with your friends? What are you looking at?" He said, "You see, very soon a ship is going to pass by." "Okay." "And the captain of the ship is my father." "Okay." "So I'm going to wave to him. I'm going to wave to the captain on the ship. And he's going to wave back to me." "Excuse me, young lad, how in the world are you going to see the captain of a passing ship, which obviously passes perhaps miles away, waving back to you?" The young boy said, "I'm not going to see it, but I'm going to know in my heart. When I say hello, when I say Shalom Aleichem, when I wave to him, I know in my heart he's waving back at me. And that's Chodesh Elul. That's the kira that we should feel during Chodesh Elul. The idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is so close to us. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. He wants us to come back. He wants us to re-anchor ourselves for the coming year. He wants to give us a great din in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He wants us. He's going to help us. All we have to do is wave to him. And we know he's going to wave back. I also just want to tie in the fact I happen to be in Kibbutz Chavetz Chaim today. And I was at the water park. And you have to understand, you know, they're very serious water parks. For example, those of you that were in Yeshiva, we went to a water park, you know, either Yamit Alpayim or Shvayim. Whatever water park we go to, they're very serious. The rules are pretty serious. You can't break the rules. If you can't swim, you can't go. But here in Kibbutz Chavetz Chaim, everybody, you know, they should always be safe in the water park. But they let parents take kids who cannot swim on water slides. It's a little bit of a plea. It's a little bit of an anomaly. But, as they say in Hebrew, muzar. But they let it. You have to see, I just noticed it this afternoon. You have to see, when these fathers come, these little, momish little kids, probably 2 years old, maybe 3 years old, who cannot swim, they come down the end of the slide, and you can see them, they're holding on to their children so tightly that their glasses are flying, anything can be flying, it doesn't make a difference. They hold on to this kid with such intensity that it struck me. And I think that's how we have to feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding us tightly. We all go through our own nisyonos, our challenges, but he's with us. He's with us so close. He's holding us so tightly. So tightly. All we have to do is show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're in the game also. We're mamish in the game. We have to be mechazik ourselves. And I speak out before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the three pillars of the world, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. We should mechazik ourselves in Torah. We should mechazik ourselves in Tefillah, which is Avodah. Or we should mechazik ourselves in Gemilas Chasadim. And in Yetz Hashem, we'll have a great Elul, and the Elul will spill over into an amazing year, Ksiva Torah, to all of us, our families, and all of Klai Yisrael. Good Shabbos.